a lot of people got a lot of laughs from Gary Marshall. He made some of the biggest TV sitcoms of the 1970s and 80s and some of the biggest movies of the 80s and 90s. Gary Marshall died yesterday at the age of 81. NPR's Ted Robbins has this appreciation.
Gary Marshall didn't write the theme songs to these shows, maybe the only creative role he didn't fill, but give a listen. The Odd Couple, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy. Gary Marshall developed the shows, produced them, wrote episodes, and directed. A generation grew up on the Fonz and Mork, the oddball alien played by Robin Williams.
I am Mork, from Mork, sent by my superiors to observe your primitive civilization and report back. Nanu, nanu.
Gary Marshall was born Gary Masciarelli in the Bronx. He got a journalism degree from Northwestern. He told WHYY's Fresh Air it was the pressure of daily news that taught him to write.
I was quite able to write very good things while a person was screaming at me. I learned that at school. Jacob Scher used to yell at me a lot, and while he was yelling, I would be rewriting it.
On the side, he began writing jokes for nightclub comics. He got his break when The Tonight Show with Jack Parr hired him. He moved into producing and adapted Neil Simon's hit play The Odd Couple for TV. His biggest TV hit came with Happy Days, which fed off nostalgia for the 1950s. Audiences lived with Fonzie and the gang for 11 years. Gary Marshall pretty much owned the network TV sitcom during the 1970s and 80s, but eventually he went on autopilot. So he decided to make movies.
I lost my concentration on it, and I wanted to go someplace where I was frightened again, and boy, was I scared into movies. There's a frightening business.
Especially if you're a TV producer trying to direct Hollywood movies. But Gary Marshall did it. The Flamingo Kid, Beaches, and his biggest movie, Pretty Woman. It teamed Richard Gere as a wealthy businessman with an actress playing a prostitute who goes from crass to sophisticated, an ingenue named Julia Roberts.
This is a hot car.
It's a little temperamental.
Yours?
No, it isn't.
Stolen?
Not exactly. What's your name?
Cleo.
Pretty Woman was the comedy of 1990. It made a ton of money and earned Julia Roberts an Oscar nomination. A decade later, Gary Marshall made a star of another young actress. The Princess Diaries starred Julie Andrews and a teenage Anne Hathaway.
I can't talk to you right now. I'm late for a meeting with my guidance counselor.
I'm late for a meeting with Spain and Portugal.
Gary Marshall also had an acting career himself. Here he is a couple of years ago on Louie. He plays a fictional head of CBS who's negotiating with Louis C.K.
I'm from the Bronx.
Oh, yeah, the Bronx? I haven't spent much...
Whatever. You were very funny last night on The Tonight Show.
Thank you.
Very funny.
Gary Marshall knew funny, especially a kind of comedy and romance that might best be called, well, comfortable and humane. Exactly what a mainstream audience wanted. He leaves behind a wife, three children, and his sister, actor and director Penny Marshall. Ted Robbins, NPR News.